that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
All right, y'all. Get ready, because the man himself is ready to share with you the pure, unadulterated word of God. Get your pencils out. Get your paper out. He is in the house, minus the Knights of the Round Table. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to some, present to others, none other than in the person of King Arthur.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, this my hour. I tell you, this is the highlight of my life. I thank God, you know, for him, for Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit, for my family, boy. But after that, man, after those days, boy, to come this hour right here, boy. And that's boy, when God allowed me the opportunity to come across these radio waves, man, and share with his people, boy, the love of God. And I'm so honored by that. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. That's why every time I minister to God's people, you know, it's an honor. No matter where I go, you know, it's an honor and a privilege. And I don't have the words to explain, you know. So most of the time, all I do is just, when I go before people, I just bow before them. You know, when you come, when the servants come into the king, when they come to the king, they just bow before them, or the queen, they just bow before them. It's kind of like the same way, but far greater than that, you know. You know, the best I could do, you know, for a lack of understanding how to do better is just to bow before every last one of you out there in the listening audience, you know, and to let you know that, man, it really is an honor. And ma'am, it really is an honor that you would allow God to use me to pour into your life the word of life. You know, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, it says, that which was from the beginning, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which we have handled of the word of life that was in the beginning. And then he said, that's what we declare unto you. Not any word, man. I'm talking about the word of life. In St. John, it says, in the beginning. In 1 John, it says, that which was from the beginning. In the beginning is the beginning. I'm talking about that which man made even the beginning. I ain't talking about in the beginning. I'm talking about from the beginning. The one who created the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega. That which was from him. In beginnings, in Genesis chapter 1, you know, was the word. But all that was from the beginning. That was from the heart of God, from the mind of God, from the thoughts of God. His thoughts concerning men, us. His thoughts, even before he spoke it. And then when he spoke it, it became, boy, an expressed idea, an expressed thought. And once it came out of his mouth, man, nothing in the world can alter that. That's the word of life. What life, boy? I'm talking about, man, the God kind of life. What that life had ought to, that's in the word. And you know what the good news is? You know why it's such an honor and a privilege to me? Because, boy, God will give me an opportunity to come on here, man, and not so much minister to your circumstances, to your situations, or to your symptoms, or to stir up your emotions, or nothing of that sort, man. But just to come in and share with you, boy, that's that word of life. Because it's not designed to change your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. It's designed to change us. And as it changes us into who we really are, then we change our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. How often with that same word, what, the word of life? In the beginning, though, he said that, hey, listen, you know, that word, sing it. And when it came out of his mouth, man, you know, there's nothing that could alter that from the beginning. You say, that which we have seen, that which we have handled, that which has been, that we have touched, this word of life. And boy, when it came out of his mouth in Genesis chapter 1, well, listen, even man, nothing, even the darkness that was upon the face of the deep couldn't alter that word that went forth out of his mouth. When he said light be, there was nothing but darkness around. And you know what happened when he said light be? Light been being ever since. That's the word of life. That's what we declare unto you. And for this purpose, because if you don't know the purpose of a thing, you'll miss at the use of it. And that's the last thing I ever want is for, you know, us to, it's such an honor and privilege for us to miss at the use of why God will have you tune in to this broadcast. Not to stir up your emotions, not to preach you sermons or things of that nature. You know, all of the good things and everything else, but I'm talking about, boy, all the way past your circumstance, all the way past your situation, all the way past your symptom, all the way past, man, your soul, your body, your soul, all the way to your spirit. That part of you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. That's the part of you, man, that God sent me on this radio broadcast to minister to. Your spirit, man, to change you. Change you. Not your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. That's your job. God gave us dominion. He gave you dominion. He gave me dominion. He said, you be fruitful, and you multiply, and you rule, and you reign on the earth over all your circumstances, all your situations, all your symptoms, everything in life. You do that. You make it on earth just like it is in hell. That's the mandate. That's the word that came forth out of his mouth. And then he planted a garden. He planted an atmosphere and an environment and that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. And the Bible says, and there he placed the man. That's in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. And then he started mankind, man. So he told mankind, on your mark, get set, go. Listen, you don't put no runners out there on the racetrack, man, and just tell them on your mark, get set, go. Man, they got a destination. They know where they're headed. They know where the finish line is. They're running with purpose. They just out there running with no finish line. See, the word of light that I'm talking about, boy, show you the finish line. What's the finish line? Here's what he said now, the word of life. I always say this on the radio broadcast, just pour it on the sea. Let's make them in our image and in our likeness. And let them have dominion over all the earth. Everything that comes from the earth, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the plants, the whole earth. That's their domain. The heavens is my domain. The earth is going to be their domain. The heavens is my kingdom. The earth is going to be their kingdom. They're going to be in their kingdom just like it is in my kingdom. Because I'm going to extend my governing authority, my governing rule, my governing influence all the way from heaven to the earth through my sons, through my offspring, through my children. That's you and I. That's the word of life. Listen, that's the first word that came out of his mouth concerning you that was already in his heart before the foundations of the world. He spoke that, and he spoke that concerning you. Let me tell you something else right while I'm right here now. And now, after he said, let's make them in our image and our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and everything that creepeth up on the earth. And boy, then he said something powerful, glory to God. So I'm saying, God, bless them. You can get me excited in here. What? And God bless them. And God bless them. What? And God blessed them and told them, man, to be fruitful and multiply. Let me back up. And God blessed them. Let me tell you something, man. How you going to curse what God then blessed? Well, you might be operating in the curse and under the curse, but God has already blessed us. He has already blessed us, glory to God. And boy, doesn't tell you what he didn't bless us with all spiritual blessings, all the spiritual blessings, everything that we have need of. That word blessed there means, man, he put on the inside of us the potential to fulfill, boy, his God-given purpose and destiny for our life. His God-given purpose and destiny for our life. What is his God-given purpose and destiny for our life? That it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Man, anything short of that, man, is sin. He said, Lord. But boy, we got a Father in heaven, boy, that even dealt with the sin. Cleansed us up from all our shortcomings and unrighteousness and falling short of the mark. He showed Adam the destination. And on the way, boy, Adam got tripped. And Adam fell. And by the way, every time you hear me say Adam on this broadcast, man, I ain't just talking about that one man. I'm talking about the whole human race. When God created Adam, boy, that was the whole human race. He formed one body. One body from the earth. And he never went back to the earth again. Everybody came from that one body. So when he was talking to that one body in the garden, he was talking to everybody because everybody was in that body. So he's talking to you and me when he was talking to Adam and Eve in the garden. He's talking to us too. He's talking to everybody. And boy, he was saying some things to them. What were you saying to them? The word of life. He wasn't talking to them like the way we talk now, man. And the way we talk, man, and the way he talking to us, even through our, I don't know how to say this, you know, in the dispensation that we live in, man, I'm talking about the word of life. That God wants to speak, man, through your spirit, man. And this one thing, boy, Jesus said. Jesus said, listen, my sheep hear my voice. And I'm going to say it again. My sheep hear my voice. Another place in the Bible say, well, Bill, let me tell you something, boy. Your spirit, the Holy Spirit, bear witness with your spirit that it is the word of life. Let me say it another way, boy. If you ever hear, man, the word of life, your life will never be the same. If you ever hear God's speech, if you ever hear the not just what I'm saying, but what the Holy Spirit is saying to your spirit about what I'm saying. And I'm just sowing the seeds and pouring water on them, boy. But it's the Holy Spirit of God who gives the increase. But man, you got to you can't just hear what I say. You can't put your faith in the wisdom of a man. That's what we've done so much in religion and everything else. And man, no. You need to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about what I'm saying. Because the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your spirit, the word of life. Not only will he bear witness with it, boy, it'll take and create that on the inside of us, in our spirit. Like I told you, I ain't come here to change your circumstance, situation, system. Man, God want to change you to who you really are. That's why when Bishop come on there and say, hey, King Arthur, man, let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again. He ain't lying. But know what I come on here to say to you? King you and queen you. Because I'm a king. He ain't lying. I'm a king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't talking about like these earthly kings. I'm talking about way greater than that. My kingdom ain't of this world. Hallelujah. I get excited. Well, my kingdom is not of this world. I'm in this world, man, but I ain't of it. I follow the laws and the dictates of it. I obey the laws of the land the best I can, but I ain't of it, but I'm talking about, what you of, Arthur? I'm of that which was from the beginning.